A Department of Homeland Security is just a presidential signature away from becoming reality. This evening, the Senate approved legislation to create the department. It is a major victory for President Bush, and it sets in motion the largest reorganization of the federal government in 50 years. The way to passage was cleared today when Republican leaders assured wavering senators that they would try to change some troublesome special interest provisions in the bill as soon as Congress returns next year. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
Senate Republicans today argued that one of the main reasons to act on Homeland Security was to get started on what promises to be an incredibly complex government reorganization. Minority Leader Trent Lott said lawmakers should block efforts to change the legislation, even if it's not perfect. He said any revision would require more negotiations with the House.
Let me tell you, the terrorists are not going to wait for a process that will go on days, weeks, or months. We have fought this fight. We need to get this done, and we need to do it now.
But stung by Republican complaints before the election that Democrats were holding up Homeland Security to protect labor interests, Democrats today fired back. Majority Leader Tom Daschle said Republicans had inserted their own special interest provisions as part of a last-minute compromise between lawmakers and the White House.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves. At the 11th hour, when nobody was watching, when most people had gone home, those people with deep political pockets, those people with the resources to make a difference, had inserted in this bill items that the House itself had already voted against.
Among the provisions was one that appeared to favor Texas A&M as the site of a new Homeland Security Research Center. Another would have the effect of protecting pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly from lawsuits involving a vaccine additive that some have blamed for causing autism in children. Another would allow the new Homeland Security Department to contract with companies that have moved offshore to avoid paying U.S. taxes. Democrats said this was unfair, but Republican Fred Thompson of Tennessee argued that deleting the provision could in fact hurt U.S. workers.
We're punishing in some cases companies that have thousands of domestic employees working here in the United States. What we would be doing is depriving them of contracting with the Department of Homeland Security and allowing a French company or a German company that's always been a foreign company, always with foreign employees, getting the contract. That makes absolutely no sense.
But even as Thompson was defending the provisions, Republican lawmakers were just off the Senate floor negotiating with wavering senators. A number of lawmakers, including Maine Republicans Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins, had problems with the Eli Lilly vaccine provision in particular, even though sponsors said it was needed to protect the pharmaceutical industry at a time when the nation might become increasingly dependent on vaccines. In a flurry of last-minute phone calls with House leaders, Collins, Snowe, and other lawmakers won assurances that the provision would be changed in follow-up legislation early next year. Democrats complained that if the provisions were so bad, they should be taken out now, but by a vote of 52-47, the Senate refused to do so. Robert Byrd of West Virginia complained that lawmakers were being pressured to create the new department in a hurry, even though the White House has blocked some Homeland Security funding already approved by Congress.
This president, who is urging the Congress to act quickly on this bill, has not acted quickly on those funds.
Republicans said they would move early next year to make the necessary funds available. Democrats, who will soon be in the minority, vowed to make sure that happens. They said they'll also keep attacking the special interest provisions until they're changed. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.